money. You owe me money. Give me my money.
Yes, you do. Yes,
you
do.
Owe me money.
You owe me.
Give me my money.
Hi, I'm Dara M. Wilson.
And I'm Yasmin Khan.
And this is Money Ha Ha.
Money, 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 ha ha.
It's a throwback.
It's the podcast where smart, funny friends bring money talk out of the shame drawer and onto the table.
Each week, we discuss one of those money topics that pretty much everyone struggles with, but nobody feels comfortable talking about. We got remixes all up and through this intro. And we also have a guest. He is a comedian, a writer, an actor from Los Angeles. As a stand-up comedian in San Francisco, he was named one of the 2016 Best Comedians in the Bay Area by SFS.
Years ago.
He's performed at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival in 2017, Sketchfest 2013-2017, and the 10,000 Laughs Festival in Minneapolis.
And a bunch of other stuff.
So many others. Well, we don't have the
time to read my full
everything.
Bio.
It's Matt Lee.
Hi.
Welcome. How's it going?
It's going good. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you here.
Yeah, in this beautiful Los Angeles studio.
Dun-ba-da-ba.
You know, I've been on a lot of podcasts. I've never been in a studio this nice.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to ask you, there's a piano in here somewhere. We're going to ask you to get on the keys.
I will absolutely play the piano. I will absolutely play.
And you know what? And I believe you.
Yeah. You can tell. I'm the type of guy who sees a piano or a guitar, and I'm like, it's Wonderwall time.
Let me at it.
Let me spice up this party, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
What?
We have.
No.
No?
Tell me.
No.
I can't believe it.
You sing the song, though.
What is it?
Mailbag. We're going to dig into the mailbag.
Mailbag!
This is a really cool one. This one makes me really happy. We got an email titled, "Hi, are you two going to save my marriage?" Yes. The answer is you fucking are. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Me and my husband have not been on the same page about money for a while now. It's the cause of a lot of arguments, like the majority of married couples I know. And it's starting to feel like a great divide. The way you two talk about money and savings, but relating it to self-care and psychology... chef's kiss. Mwah. It's speaking to me. Thank you. You're so welcome. That is so why we do
That's
this.
So nice.
That makes me so happy.
How nice is it to try to do a thing and then have somebody be like, hey, you did the thing you were trying to do.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It is really beautiful. And I can understand this because, I mean, finances are the number one cause of divorce. There's all these... I'm gonna say it definitively. It is, yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to check myself, and then I was like, nope, everything is money. Yeah, it is the thing.
So thank you very much for that email. So lovely to hear. We love getting emails from you. If you want to email us, you can do so at hi@moneyhahapod.com. That is hi@moneyhahapod.com. Or hit us on any of the socials at moneyhahapod. Talk to us.
We want to hear it.
We're lonely. We want to hear from you. How's everyone feeling in your spirits? I don't know if that's too deep.
Stressed. My spirit is always filled with stress.
Is that just like its normal state or is that a reaction to the world?
That's my baseline. Stressed is my baseline,
yeah.
But it's also a reaction to the world. You know,
it doesn't help, certainly.
No, certainly the world does not help. Mm-hmm. The state of the world, obviously very stressful. I try to put it out of my mind and just do regular stress, but it's hard.
Yeah.
What kind of regular stress do you indulge in?
It's all work-related stress, traffic-related stress. It's all money-related stress, life-related stress, you know?
All those
things. The humdrum, the normal
stuff.
Yeah,
the humdrum. The just like, I got to go from this place, and then I got to drive in traffic, and, you know, I got to cancel this because I need money for that, and, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Life.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Just keeps happening.
It does.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no teleportation.
Yeah.
What a scam.
Life keeps on slipping.
Oh, my gosh.
Slipping.
Into
the future.
That's a great song. Was that the Eagles?
I have no idea.
Or is it just, that's the...
Is it?
No, just, Steve Miller Band.
It's Steve Miller Band. It's just, it's the Fly Like an Eagle.
Yeah.
That would be gauche if the Eagles did a song with Eagle in the name.
Oh, we couldn't possibly.
Yeah. You're like Red Hot Chili Peppers had a song. We are the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Or like Red Hot Chili Peppers had a song that was just like, we really like peppers.
Yeah. Peppers are good.
Peppers are so good. It habanero. Sucks.
I like when they're red, hot, and chilly. Yum, 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 yum. I take all the seeds out because the seeds get in my bum and it hurts. All right, sorry.
It really does.
It does.
So, and I do want to go back a little bit to the phraseology that you just used there, which was the seeds get in my bum.
Yeah.
Like as if it's something that just happens.
No, right. As if someone put them there.
Or, no, I mean, they do get
they in. Eventually,
the other way.
They enter the bum, but first through the mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Then they exit the bum.
They
I
do.
Guess this is a question. Where
they eventually
does the bum
exit.
Start?
Where does the bum start?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is that is one of those questions. I believe Slavoj Žižek said. Where does the bum start?
I don't know.
Yeah.
These are life's great questions.
I think the small intestine.
Small intestine?
Yeah, because the small intestine, that's when you start, because that's also the colon, right? The small intestine?
I feel like it depends on what kind of day you're having.
That's so true. That's so true.
And really? Yeah.
And
you know?
Sometimes, the bum just, starts in my mouth.
Yeah.
Depending on the day. On a
I
hard day.
I wake up
day,
and I'm just like,
or a great day.
This is just an
no
ass
judgment.
Day.
Yeah.
Blah.
Wow.
Wow.
And some days.
You know, I think I could have predicted that we'd start talking about bums with Matt Lee.
You had to know. This is why I was booked.
This is why we brought you in here.
I wanted so bad to start talking about money, but then we went into butt stuff, and I was like, this is my jam. This is what I'm here for.
They're calling my name.
Mm-hmm. My ears are burning. Someone's talking about butt somewhere. That's my brand.
Oh my gosh. Have I talked about my butt on this podcast?
You've talked about my butt on this podcast.
Yeah.
It's only because I'm jealous.
My purple pants.
Your purple pants. Because I don't have anything to sit on, and it is becoming a problem in my old age. It's just bones on bones on chairs.
You're saying you have no butt?
That's what I'm saying. It's just clickety clackety, sit down.
I don't think that's true. I haven't looked. But I just can't imagine. This is a very distinct look of people who have no butt, and it's very distinct.
I've got a lot of cranial accessories.
Oh, that's true.
The eyes up.
Yeah, you're trying to draw
the purple hair.
That's true. Maybe
the piercings.
I could be wrong. Maybe I haven't noticed a medical condition.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's called long back.
Long back.
And I suffer every
day. You and millions of other people suffer every day from long back syndrome.
Oh, my gosh. Well, on that lovely note, God, we really do share a lot about ourselves on this podcast.
You should.
I mean.
That's the point.
I've not 5 minutes ago I was like, it's pretty cold in here, and now I am sweating.
Yeah. I am so warm on the inside and out.
I feel warm. I feel like I have a seed stuck in my butt.
The warmth of shame.
Mm-hmm. I just go over to the piano and start playing. And now to get us back on track, Bohemian Rhapsody.
There we go.
Is this the real life?
Just
but yeah, thank you.
I mean, we are in a studio where it feels like Queen did record.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's very nice.
The spirit of Queen is with us.
Yeah.
And that's something I say every day.
Yeah, you wake up.
The spirit of Queen be with you.
Mm-hmm. And also with you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, what are we talking about today, Yasmin? Surely not anything we've talked about so far.
No, not really.
Yeah. No need.
I mean... This is a well-appointed studio. No, we are talking today about moving, the cost of moving.
Like the cost
of schlepping your stuff around from one habitat to another.
Moving your home.
Yeah.
Not moving your body, which you can do for free, baby.
Moving your body's free. Moving your stuff costs money.
That's right.
Yes.
That's why you call Starving Students Moving Company. That's just one of the moving companies we have out here. It's probably up north, too.
Yeah, we have it up north, too.
It's a weird, guilty
way to try to get you to maybe tip.
I'm not sure. Do they only employ students who are starving?
No, you see all kinds of just regular middle-aged people driving those trucks.
Middle-aged people could be students,
though. Who's to say that they're not
And aren't we all students of life, man?
I mean, if we're going to go there, but the branding is really trying to evoke that,
Like, I'll move your furniture for a piece of pizza.
Yeah. Like, and that's
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, because it feels like then you'd pay them in food, which right. seems wrong in a way.
Or drugs.
No. They're starving for Molly. Or they're starving to get their dance on.
That's right. For free.
For free. Yeah.
So to talk more about the cost of moving, you made a move.
I did. I moved down from San Francisco to Los Angeles about two years ago. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Moved multiple times since then around town.
All right. So we're going to hear something about that in our No Judgment Zone. And we will have a song for that right now from me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm bearing down. You can't see this, but I'm hunkering.
I'm now
right into that.
Are you about to go off top? Is that what's happening? You just make up your theme songs off top? I love this
song.
I'm
about to birth this song.
Yeah.
No judgment. Zone.
Tell us about your move, Matt.
What's the segment about?
Oh, sorry. This is the segment where we share our own experiences with our week's topic without judging each other. So tell us about your move, Matt.
Yeah. Thank you. And I appreciate that there's no judgment in it. I'm trying to think of a situation which moving would require judgment. Like there's nothing to be judgmental about, I assume. Mm-hmm. I mean, I moved from my apartment of 7 years in the Haight-Ashbury district of San Francisco down to a two-bedroom apartment in Los Feliz. The apartment I had in San Francisco, I had 5 roommates, and I had the smallest room.
Was it 5 bedrooms at least?
It was 4 bedrooms.
Yep. Sounds like San Francisco.
Yes. But it was super cheap rent because I lived in the smallest room. It was basically like a converted porch type thing. Like they put a roof over it. And so I didn't have much stuff to move down, which was nice. So I was able to do my move with an SUV that I had rented. Like, I don't think I even brought my, because I had a mattress that was literally, it was like a used IKEA mattress. Like, IKEA, you're already kind of like close to the bottom of the barrel in terms of mattresses. They're incredibly cheap. And this one was someone else's. So I just packed a bunch of stuff into a minivan that I rented, way cheaper than an actual moving truck. And headed over to the two-bedroom in Los Feliz where there was 3 people living in that. Because I moved with somebody and we looked at a bunch of, apartments. And there was one really nice one in Los Feliz that was a two-bedroom that was way too expensive. Big old living room. And he was like, we should move in here. I was like, we can't afford it. He's like, it's fine. We'll get a third. I was like, where's the third person going to live? He's like, that's fine. I'll live in the living room. Needless to say, that living situation lasted about 7 months before everything blew up.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so it was, I try to keep my life relatively inexpensive if I can. It was the move there wasn't so bad. It was the move back to my parents' house in Culver City that was the problem because I grew up out here. So when I moved my stuff, it was at that point 7 months. I thought I was going to live there for a while. So I was like started buying things for the apartment. And then that situation kind of fell through because the guy who lived in the living room left. He was like, I'm moving back up north.
Was he like, I no longer want to live in a living room?
It was, I no longer want to live in a living room. It was also, I no longer want to try to be a comedian out in LA. And he just moved back to San Francisco where it's easier to be a comedian because you can get bookings every night. And all you have to do is, it's a smaller town.
Get on the BART.
Get on the BART, you find yourself at a show. Whereas LA is huge and it's like, you have to like re-ingratiate yourself with literally everyone.
I don't do any shows that are not within 4 blocks of a bus station.
See, that's the way to do it. That's a smart way to do stand-up. You don't want to like be traveling everywhere.
I want to work for it.
I know. That's the thing. In San Francisco, you can just go down the street and find a spot, but not here. So anyways, he moved. I moved back to my parents' house. And that was a bit more of expensive of a move because I had more stuff. I had to move some of my stuff into my brother and his wife's house because he's married and he's got a wife, and so they have a house. That's what happens.
I wish that would just happen. Just married, cha-ching, house.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You've just got to find the right person. His wife's parents' house, her parents live somewhere else. So she comes from Marnie.
Marnie.
She got that Marnie.
Oh, we have an episode on that.
Mm-hmm. She got on Rich Parents with Marnie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We literally did an episode on that.
It makes sense. So I moved some of the stuff there, some of the stuff back at my parents' house, lived there for a while. And then now I live alone for the first time ever.
Wow.
I found a studio apartment that's kind of big, like a medium big size apartment. With half of the space is like the bedroom, and there's like I use a two-way bookshelf as a divider plus a plant, and on the other side is a couch and a TV and like all that. It's nice, and I pay $12.25. And it's on the east side, East Hollywood.
Wow.
And
that's a very nice
price. I love it.
How do you like living alone?
Apartment.
Oh my God. Dara, oh my God.
I know.
He'll never go back.
I know.
Other people are the worst.
Not the people listening to this. You know how naked I am?
You can do everything naked. Right now? You can do everything naked.
The only thing that I discovered you can't do naked is cook bacon. Mm. Other than that.
I do wish you had put on clothes for this podcast, though. Like, that would have been
Here's the thing. I figured we were going to talk about moving expenses.
Uh-huh.
I wanted you guys to see me for who I was. A naked man. No,
really
I mean,
the vulnerability for that money talk. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I never knew that it was so wonderful to live alone. And I've just, I don't know if I ever can go back to roommates. Like, my girlfriend is recently moved to Los Angeles. We met in San Francisco and she moved down. She lives in an apartment about five blocks away. And at some point, you know, we're going to maybe move in together, but probably wouldn't be at her place because it's like we need a place big enough for both of us. But I'm trying to like as long as possible have this apartment because I love just being able to go there and just be alone. It's so nice.
Alone,
it's so
nice. Solitude is the best.
And my rent is so cheap. I mean, for your own space, that's like not a – because I looked at a lot of like studios that were basically like mini prisons is what it felt like. Like
a mini prison.
Yeah.
That's worse.
I'm talking about the smallest prison. I mean, just like, you know, the bed takes up the entire room. Right. You're just walking around the bed. And then like there's a kitchenette instead of a kitchen. And like the shower's on one side of the room, the kitchen's on the other, and you're like, this is awful. And it was like, you know, the same price. So I'm really happy to be there.
Great. Yeah. You landed at a good spot.
Did I?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
No judgment.
No judgment.
No judgment.
Except for the naked stuff. You judge me a little. I'll bet.
There, no, we can't. There's no judgment allowed.
Yeah, no judgment allowed.
That's why I'm naked now.
We're in the zone.
Mm-hmm. Fully.
What about you, Yasmin? What's your moving no judgment story for this week?
Oh, I feel like I come on the show and just like at some point I transition from like giving stories from research and my interviews with Americans about their finances to just like telling embarrassing things about myself.
That's what you're supposed to do on podcasts.
That's all I do.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And
you're doing it right.
Yeah, I'm doing it right. So it's not what I did. It's the way in which I did it. And it was a real life lesson. So, you know, later in the show, we'll talk about like the cost of moving. And there is, you know, if you have a friend with a truck, you can sometimes get away with like having friends help you. Mm-hmm. And you like, you know, you buy them pizza.
Yeah, right.
You make a little party out of it, sort of try to be a good host. I'm really like hosting. And so at some point when I was, I think I was like 18 or 19, and it was in college where I had this apartment that I just had for the summer. So I had to move in the beginning of the summer and I had to move at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
And so I had to play this little like dance of like, how do I get my friends to do this for me twice?
Yeah.
And as, you know, as a little young thing, I wasn't as mature as I am now in my way of asking for things. And so the way that I asked for it is I just dropped a lot of hints.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to move. I'm going to do this, guys. Yeah. I want to, like, go back in time and just, like, smack myself.
Yeah. No judgment, though.
No, but my friend...
Are we back in the judgment zone?
No. This is really still not.
Okay, fine.
And it was a great life lesson because yeah. My friend was a good enough friend to tell me. I remember my friend Roel was just like, you could just ask.
Yeah.
And I had this huge moment. I remember like feeling a wash of like self-awareness and shame and transparency and then like, aha.
Yeah.
And after that broke away, I was like, if I... ask for what
it was
you
just
want.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah, don't like, you know, try to socially guilt people into offering you a thing that, yeah. you know, and it just, and since then I've really tried to be really cognizant
yeah.
of if you need a thing, and especially if you're asking for a significant thing, don't try to like weasel and cute your way. I was also cute at the time. I was like 18. I was like, shiny new penny.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do with it. I was still learning how to use it.
Sure. You actually just reminded me of something similar I did recently. And this is I think this is much weirder because I bought this dresser for my new apartment and it was like the heaviest. It was the heaviest thing. And I didn't know it was heavy.
That's very adult, though, to have a heavy dresser.
Yeah, right.
It's like a new phase in life.
Exactly. Yeah.
Made of
like,
actual wood.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's not like just, this is made out of balsa wood and paper plates. You know? It's only $30 at Target.
Right.
But like, no, this one was like heavy. It came pre-assembled. I mean, it was someone else's. That's why. But so I bought it and I was like, and someone helped me load it into a friend's car that I was borrowing to move stuff. And then the entire ride there, I'm just going, oh, fuck. Like, I have to go up a thin flight of stairs with this. I'm alone. And I was like, well, just don't think about it. Just keep driving.
And, yeah, that's how you do it.
And so I kept driving and I got to my apartment. I parked the car, you know, double parked outside of it. Was able to pull it off of the thing and onto the ground. And I was like, I'm stuck. Like, literally, what am I going to do? So I just kind of stood there like.
Am I to screech loud enough? Somebody will come.
What do I do? And like this old man,
oh, no.
You know, like a grizzled 60-year-old, probably, you know, vet, right? He's like, you look like you need some help. And I was like, no, I look. And then he goes, he grabs it and we grab it together and he helps me move it inside. And
wow.
It is heavy as fuck. So we're both like, oh, you know, when you're moving stuff up the stairs, you're like, okay, one step at a time.
Yeah.
And they go, and go. And go.
Right.
And it's like we're trying to like not kill each other. So we get it in the apartment and I'm just like, dude, thank you so much. This is amazing. Blah, blah, blah. And so then 2 days later, I buy a fridge. And I, from a guy.
Sorry, did you black out?
And that was the thing. Is
and
I was
forget
like,
that you're not the Hulk?
That, well, so I bought the fridge and in my mind, I go, could I do this again?
Oh, okay. So now this is your strategy.
Man. But that's the thing. Not the same man.
No, just like.
Just stand there and hope.
Beacon of helplessness.
You know you still live in the same place, though.
Yeah.
Right? Like
the
neighbors are the neighbors.
No, right. At some point, I was like, if I'm lucky, that old man will help me. But if not, maybe someone will show some kindness. And so I pull, a guy helps me move the refrigerator into this time my mom's minivan. And I drive over, I double park, I put it out there on the lawn, and I'm just like, help. And then this dude skateboards over. He goes, you need some help? And I'm like, yes, yes, it worked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was incredible. Like, I just was, at this point now, I depend on the kindness of strangers.
I just, like, that is, like, some interesting white man energy.
I know.
I don't have that karma.
I was thinking about that. I was just like, I wonder if I were literally not me, if I were not, if I were a person of color, if I were, I mean, the only thing I could think that would help is if I was also really, if I was an attractive white woman, then maybe I would also get that skateboarder to help me. But right. If I was literally anyone else, I was like, I don't know if this would happen, but you know what? You gotta use all the tools in your tool chest, you know? I was like, hey, you know what? This guy thinks I'm not a threat. I probably won't Buffalo Bill him into the back of my van.
Right.
Just put it in the back of the van. Okay. Just keep going. It's deep back there. And close the door. Anyway, yes, so he helped me, and he did not end up in my fridge. So it all worked out.
All worked out.
Yeah.
Dara,
yeah.
Is there anyone you haven't put in your fridge? Sorry. I mean, tell me your no judgment story.
Yeah.
There are countless people I haven't put in my fridge. Mm-hmm. Well, that didn't make that sound any better, did it?
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep on moving. Yeah. So I've actually talked about moving a lot on this podcast. So I'm digging through. Oh, I moved from living with roommates when I first went out to San Francisco to a studio by myself. And I just got nervous to say that I was living by myself like that wasn't 9 years ago. I'm like, they're going to find me.
Yeah.
It's fine.
The roommates are like, what?
Exactly. And it was, my first apartment had been pre-furnitured, which is a phrase.
Yeah.
You're pre-furnished.
It was
whatever.
Pre-furnished is what we say.
Whatever.
So I didn't have any, I didn't have any furniture to move.
That's
so
awesome.
I actually just like over the course of 2 weeks, just like slowly went up and down the hills with my suitcase hand.
That's the way to do it.
Moving my stuff.
Yeah.
And I lived there. And then it turned out that at that apartment, the people above me were training their cats and dogs for the circus. It was a bowling act, I believe.
Yeah.
Tap dancing was involved.
Yeah.
And it went on into the night.
Yeah. A full production of Stomp. The musical.
They were bringing the noise and the funk, and I was dying.
Yeah, that's the worst. That
it was
the worst.
So bad. So I convinced the people who were renting me the apartment, the like business that was renting the apartment, to let me move to a place that was next door in the annex.
Cool.
Yeah, so it was like next door, but like below, because it's San Francisco, so it's on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like right next door, but it's like feet down. And I'm doing all this moving. I got some people who were in town just randomly to help me move and pay them with pizza. I was like, I feel like I'm having an adult experience, a young adult experience.
Yeah.
And like bought them beers and I was like, this is good. And then I was just moving a few things back and forth and I swapped the keys. So I took the keys for the apartment that I had just locked and then left the other. So
you locked yourself out.
I locked myself out.
Oh.
It's the worst feeling.
I locked myself out. And then I called the locksmith and he was like, it's going to be 10 hours and $1 billion.
Because like, they can do that. They're you don't have a home right now.
Yeah,
I can charge
you
whatever
I
want.
And so it was going to be a whole bunch of money. I didn't really know what to do. And so what I decided to do is break into my apartment.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. And so there's like this long hallway, a very high up window. Like the window was probably at like my shoulder height or my head height. I'm quite a tall lady. So it was like high up and I had to like spider up the walls, like hand,
wow.
feet,
up
to the window, open the window, like kick my leg over, drop down back to the ground in this like tiny, teeny, tiny little patio area that was there, go into the kitchen window, use my keys to slice open the screen, and then climb in that way.
It's like Mission Impossible.
But it worked.
But it worked.
That's
great. The sound was playing in my head.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I'm going to have to, there's a couple of things that I have destroyed to get into this apartment.
But that's the thing is you calculate that into, well, how much would it cost to, you know, get a locksmith
exactly.
out here? And it's like, it's cheaper to replace the screen.
Also, that's a problem for future Dara.
Yeah. Because
I'm not going to replace that
present
screen.
Present Dara wants to take a nappy nap.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a lot of.
It's a lot of effort.
Straddling up.
Yeah, a lot more exercise than I was used to doing at that time. I wasn't going to replace that screen. I was like, that's going to come out of my security deposit whenever I leave this place.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, that's how that worked out for me. But I did save a lot of money.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it.
It's worth it. And because I also was like very lean and very strong at that point. And it was like, if you're not going to break into an apartment now.
Yeah.
When
like,
are you
going to peak apartment breaking into condition.
That's right.
You don't want to look back on your life and be like, you know what?
I never broke
into an apartment.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Memories of B&E's.
Memories of B&E.
That's right. I feel a different kind of warmness now, like a nice warmness between the three of us.
Yeah, we've created a
thing. A thing.
We got a thing. Happy thing.
Let's dig in a little bit deeper and learn a little bit more about this week's topic. Yasmin, you want to throw some of these out there?
Sure. The cost of moving. Thank you, Business Insider and U.S. News and World Report for most of these because we didn't come up with these.
That's fair.
We will link the link in the episode notes. And let me say again, and I don't mean to sound like I'm frustrated with you, but look at the show notes, please. We are linking links in the show notes.
What's the point of writing all these show notes
if you're not going to look at the links?
Look at the links.
Yeah. You know what? We're not writing any more notes until you guys take the ones we already gave you.
Ooh, Beyonce.
Yeah. She picked up what I put down. Okay. The cost of moving, application fee, first month's rent, security deposit, pet deposit, not getting your old security deposit back. Don't be so sure.
Yeah.
Packing.
Because they'll mess you up.
I always, whenever I put in a security deposit, I'm like, I consider it gone.
Yeah.
That money is gone because, well, most of the time it's because I'm living in an apartment with other people. And I'm like, no, there's no way that all of these people, all of us together, we're not going to fuck this apartment up. So, yeah.
There's a reasonable amount of wear and tear. Actually, pro life tip, what I do is as soon as I move into a place, you go around, take photos of the whole place before you move your furniture in.
I wouldn't call it a pro life tip, though. That sounds like how not to.
Oh, pro tip.
Pro tip.
I'm getting on
you
in years and I'm moving all the.
And pro tip,
yeah.
And you made pro life tip, which is like how to avoid abortions at all costs and how to make them illegal everywhere.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Pro-life tip.
Pro tip for your life. Uh-huh. Take your photos so you get your security deposit.
Yeah, no, that is smart. That is smart.
So you can say, that was already there.
Yeah.
I didn't punch that.
I mean, the problem is, with landlords, it depends on the type of landlord / property manager you have, too. I have always noticed that with a, someone who does both, that's when you get it screwed.
Because
a person who's too cheap to hire a property manager for a property that they own, and they're like, I'll just be the person who you call. That means they're not going to fix anything. They're not going to fix the sinks. They're not going to fix the showers, all that stuff. They're going to – because they're too cheap to get a property manager. There's no way they're going to –
they don't have the funds.
I don't know. I have a weird situation.
You had a good experience.
Right now, my landlord lives in the same house. He lives in the first – he and his family live on the first floor.
Okay.
My husband and I live on the second floor.
Yeah.
He's very, very nice.
But that's different because it's the same property.
Yeah.
Like that person doesn't own multiple houses.
That's true.
Because like there's people who like –
he's taking care of his own investment.
Exactly. My girlfriend's landlord is also the property manager, and she is awful. Like, she does not allow us to do anything. We had a hedge. We had this beautiful hedge that separated all of the units, you know, from the neighboring units, and they cut down the hedge. The neighboring unit landlord and her decided to cut down the hedge rather than pay for the upkeep for it.
So you're naked and exposed.
Now we're naked and exposed, and they just added a disgusting wall, like a fence, and it's I hate it so much. So, it takes all kinds. But that person owns multiple units and is a cheapo.
Yeah.
If she lived there, there's no way she would have cut down that hedge.
Because it's
beautiful.
A quality of life thing.
Yeah.
There's also packing supplies. We've talked about movers or pizza and beer for friends.
It's got to be pizza and beer, nothing else.
It can be non-alcoholic like beer. Like, that's happening, but it does to be beer.
But it has to be pizza.
And pizza.
Because it's the easiest thing when you, all of your furniture is put away or like all your dishes are packed up.
Sit on the ground.
The box is your plate.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Your hands are your forks.
Your hands are your forks.
Fork hands. A new character. Coming to Marvel. Fork hands.
Wow. I'm hungry all the time. Hi, I'm fork hands.
Does that...
My hands are forks. Villains, beware. If
and,
you are
and my
spaghetti...
Forks are hands.
Oh, no, it's a villain spaghetti monster.
You're
no match for fork hands.
That's not a good matchup. That's not fair to Spaghetti Monster.
That's true. Well, he shouldn't have caused a bunch of trouble in Fork Hands Town, you know?
That's true.
Forklandia.
Yeah.
Welcome to Forklandia.
Forklandia.
Balls down the drags.
Yeah.
There is also renting a movie truck, which we talked about, gas for those things if you're moving yourself, boarding your pets while you move, staying in a hotel for a night if you need to. This is a thing that I had to do when I told that story about I moved into this apartment in Oakland and my mom was like, haha, this is cute. You're not living here. Mm-hmm. And a man was staring menacingly at us through the window while we were having this conversation. We had to go and stay in a hotel for a night. She was like, I'm certainly not staying here and you're definitely not staying here. So let's go. Storing your stuff if you can't move it all and you don't have a sister-in-law with Murnie. Buying new items that you can't bring for your old place, like the shower curtain.
You're not bringing the old dirt. Also, you're not bringing the
old juju,
the old mop, and the old
The
old.
If you gotta get new stuff,
if you can afford it,
if you can, if you have to, bring it. Obviously.
Sometimes you
like
just
do
go
a
without
blessing.
It for a while, and you're like, I'm going to get one. I'm going to get one. And
get
then crumbs start
thick
building.
Socks.
Thick socks.
Get thick
honestly,
socks.
You're walking around
thick
in socks.
Thick socks.
Always a good idea.
Or a low dog.
Yeah.
Either
low dog.
Way.
Low dog
your
is also
floors
a mop.
Are clean. New furniture, obviously, and eating out while you don't have cooking supplies or your gas isn't hooked up yet or all of those little things that come up.
Starting the internet, starting the television, installing, you know, your PlayStation 4.
Right. Getting,
all the important
life
basics.
Essentials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. PlayStation 4?
Yeah, PS4. Dude.
Is that what's happening right now?
That's the newest one.
I'm out of the game. You know, I'm trying to get back in there.
You got to get back in there. Fortnite is huge right now.
Oh, I know. Aren't they taking all dances from black people and monetizing them without giving the money to black people?
You know, I haven't read that think piece yet, but probably.
I'll link it in the show notes,
yeah,
and I'm
link
sure
it in the
you'll
show
read
notes.
It then.
Oh, yeah. All of their emotes are cultural appropriation, I'm sure. But it's a fun game.
That's why it's so fun.
That's what makes it fun. It's knowing it's wrong. All of my video games, Columbus people.
If only it were a game.
It turns out every time you've talked about moving, you just moved into a place that had people in it.
What I do is I kick out the indigenous people.
Right? You're like,
in a way, though, isn't that what gentrification is?
Isn't that exactly what that is?
I mean, it's like, you know,
there's like some steps in between you and them so you don't have to think about it.
Nah, right. Exactly. But it's always like, you know, the affordable apartment to you is the unaffordable apartment to that family that just moved out.
Yes, exactly. Wow, we were making a joke and then it got very real.
It got real, you know.
This is why real estate real bothers me.
That's why they call it real estate.
It gets so real.
Mm-hmm. Too real.
Ugh.
What value are you bringing to the world?
Mm-hmm. Me?
Real estate.
I've already talked about this. I'm working on it.
Okay. I meant to the concept.
Oh, yeah. I
told talking
you.
To a concept.
Talking to naturally, like you do. I told you I have this problem with parking lots. That's my first version of having problems with real estate. I was like, what do you mean? It's a parking lot. Like, I'm not talking about a parking structure.
Okay.
I'm talking about... You drew
space.
Some, it's a space. It's just a lot. There's a lot of these in Philadelphia. I'm like, you can't charge for that.
Yeah, no.
It's nothing.
I hate that.
It's just the ground.
Yeah.
I need to get out of my car.
Right. I'm going to get out of this car one way or another. It's either going to be between these lines you painted or across all of them.
Exactly.
But I'm not paying a dime.
There was definitely a time where there was a lot. I think it was a lot near, it was like equidistant between my school and my parents' office, and my mom would drive there, so I would walk, and then we'd go home together. And there was a guy there handing out tickets, and it was like $5 for all day. And my mom, at some point, was like, she looked at him, and she was like, listen, I know you don't actually work here. You just found some tickets, and you are charging these unsuspecting people $5.
She's
like, I'm not going to blow up your spot, but stop asking me for that $5.
Yeah.
She parked there for free
for months and months. That's like that. Sometimes I'll stand outside of a bar, and people give me their IDs, except for
You are tall enough.
I'm just doing that for fun. Yeah. I should figure out a way to, like, also collect, like, okay, it's $5 to get in. There's a cover.
There's a cover?
Dude, that's a fucking smart grift.
That's using your tall white man for evil.
Yeah, that's right.
You will not do that. Just use it to move refrigerators.
All right, fair enough. But
you can just turn away people who look like just jerks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What if I turn away all of the racists?
Yeah, ask them a few pointed questions.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, how do you feel about, I can't say
dogs.
It.
I want to know.
Trail off into whatever your mind is thinking. You're the racist.
Yeah.
It was you the whole time.
It was you the whole time. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
So many moving expenses. It's crazy, but all of these are, except for the pets one, are ones that I have experienced.
I hope that you will experience the pets one the next time you move.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Dara's really big on trying to get people to get pets.
Yes. I want a pet so bad. I want a dog.
Get a dog!
It's hard because I'm always gone, you know?
Yeah.
Get a little one that you could put in your pocket.
I want a big one.
Oh, well.
I want a big old dog. That's what I want. Those are the best because you wrestle. I want to wrestle with my dog. Yeah, the dog just, like, is on its back going, okay.
I guess this is happening now again. Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
Is this love?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Is this love?
I don't know.
Just gaslighting a dog. I think this is love.
My heart just broke a little bit.
Yeah. My master, he wrestled me because he loved me.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
That is...
I'm so sorry.
Oh, gosh. No, that's so bad.
Beyond the pale.
Beyond.
I think I just learned what that phrase meant.
I actually don't...
Just in this moment, in real time.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what it refers to.
It means... What just happened?
Well, I know what it means, but...
Yeah, I don't know the origin.
What's the origin?
I don't know.
That's beyond the pale.
Oh, I've looked this up. I can't remember.
Like, it's cool to be in the pale.
But beyond it.
Yeah, stay in the pale.
How dare you?
How dare you go beyond the pale?
Something about a British... I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Sounds
pale.
Yeah. That sounds right.
All right, we have two more segments that we got to get to.
Oh.
This third one is action item, and actually, for the song... I'm turning it over to you, man.
Oh, all right. Drop a beat.
Okay.
Drop a beat.
Boom. Boom.
Yeah. Yo. Action item. Hey, what's up? This is LA Matt. Flat, flat, flat. Action item all day. Yo, we gotta pick things. Gotta do them. Here's a list of them. Now go do them. Got an action item. You do that. Everyone knows. All right. I'm terrible. All right, I'll do just a quick one. Action items, we gotta action items today. I'm done.
Beautiful. Yeah,
I don't know why I went like 1997 alternative.
No, that's
somebody action item. The world is action item. All right.
We promised the people music.
That's right.
Yeah,
we're giving it all to them.
We're giving them the music.
Each week, we give you a simple thing to do right away to get better at money. And this week, your action item is to think about all these costs and any others that could apply to you. Then add them up before you move. Make sure you save for them.
Yeah.
It's really easy to feel like you just have to save for your security deposit.
Yeah, right.
First month, last month, whatever it is. These other costs really add up. You have to put it down on paper.
Yeah.
And be prepared for it.
This is my strategy for that, is I always overestimate the cost of things that I haven't researched.
Mm.
I always go like, okay, moving truck rental for the day, moving across town, you know, X amount of miles. I just will assume that's going to cost at least, let's call it $400, even if that's like not even close, right? Because then you can go, okay, what are the costs that I need to cut in order to actually afford this? And then you can like slowly one by one go, okay, how about my friend with a truck? How about waiting for a stranger on the street with a skateboard? You know, it's like you, yeah, it's the best thing to do is I always overestimate. It's the same thing when I'm budgeting anything. I try to go over the amount that it probably actually will be.
Yeah, give yourself that buffer.
Because some people, they want to squeeze too much in and they go like, it'll only cost about, what, $100 to get a moving truck and go across town? Nope. You are wrong.
Nope. Triple that.
Yeah. It's crazy expensive.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah, always overestimate. That's my action item.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
And now it is time for
Final Jeopardy.
It was worth it.
Oh, wow.
No. I like it. Well, she gave me the setup.
I did. I tried.
And so that was the...
Yeah, that was good.
That's what good. Made sense.
Yeah.
Based on what I did.
Like if you guys want to sing it, your songs. It's fine. Matt, you want to sing It Was Worth It?
Oh, okay. It was worth it. Might as well be worth it on a Sunday. All of my songs are Smash Mouth.
It Was Worth It is a segment where we each share something that we spent money on in the past week that we actually feel was worth the money.
Ooh.
Yes. Is anyone just raring to go?
I need to think on this for a second.
I'll go. I'll give it a start. Bras are very expensive.
Yeah.
They're so expensive.
I've
heard like,
this.
They're so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much money.
Uh-huh.
And I have been going through body changes this year.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about in other episodes. I'm going through IVF this year. I'm like having lots of hormones in my body. I'm eating like a monster. I'm like just, I'm growing in size.
Yeah.
And I can't just buy a new bra all the time.
Yeah.
So I invested in buying a bra extender, which is just like this little clip. It's just like this little thing that goes in the back that just makes your bra a little bit wider.
Interesting.
Guys, it costs like $7. So much better than buying a $70 bra.
Yeah. That's interesting. I didn't know that they had that.
Yeah, it just makes it a little bit bigger. You know the part that you're always fumbling around with on the back?
No idea.
It's that part. You just like, it's just that on both sides in the center. And it just makes it a little bit bigger.
I just bring a pair of scissors.
Matt, what's your It Was Worth It for this week?
God, there's like part of me that wants to look through like my Chase bank account because I know I always will, you know, there's always something that I bought that I'm like, was it worth it? I mean, I know recently I did a splurge on a 1 hour long Thai massage.
Ooh.
That I was like, because it's so, you know, they're expensive. The real ones are. Any place that, by the way, if there's just a sign that just says massage and it's in like lights, like that place is scary to me. It's clearly there's human trafficking going on. But like if you go to like a Massage Envy or like places like that, they're expensive, but they're so worth it. There's nothing that like gets you like back into like your own like smooth creative space and like calmness than like an hour long massage.
Human touch.
It's just very nice. And so I decided, you know, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And so, this was like, I think it was like a couple weeks ago and it was great. I was so glad that I did it. And, you know, it's money, but sometimes that's what money is for. If you have a job, you got a little bit of money left over, get yourself a massage.
Yeah,
why not?
It was worth it.
It'll be worth it. And it was worth it. Yeah.
That's a great one.
It was weird, though, because this one place that I went to, it was nice to know that it was like a legit place and not weird, but they had multiple signs that said no happy ending.
Good.
And which is like good. But also psychologically, after a while, that started meaning other things. It was just like, there's no happy ending in life. Like, that's what after a while, I was like, one sign is enough, guys. I don't need multiple reminders that there's no happy ending.
I mean,
you don't need your massage to send you into existential
crisis.
Yeah,
right. So I started thinking, is there no happy ending?
Is there no happy ending?
Some places is happy ending.
I'm sorry to break it to you guys.
Yeah. that in life you die alone.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, just kidding. The point is it, no, other than the multiple signs that said that, it was very worth it. It was nice, and I came out, I felt like looser, and I was able to, like, I don't know, I was like able to go through my day just a little bit more chill, you know.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
It's good for the people around you too.
It is. Yeah, if you're more relaxed, everyone else around you is more relaxed.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
How about you, Dara? What's your it was worth it?
I have one. I don't know if I used it before, so I hope I didn't. It is a pre-tied head wrap that is, like, for wearing outside that I got at, there's, like, an Oakland wine festival in Jack London Square. Mm-hmm. And I went with my mom and my friend, and this lady was there, and she had her husband and her two kids, and she was selling head wraps in a little wagon, and they were so cute, and I was like, okay, here we go. Like, support Black businesses. I'm going to give me some of these head wraps. I bought one for my mom. And I generally, because usually if my hair is, like, out, in a, like, afro or, like, out natural,
yeah,
it doesn't necessarily work. But when I had my braids were down in an emergency where I was like, I'm going to take out some of these braids and put them back in. And then I was like, oops, forgot to put them back in. I need to cover up my head somehow. So I was like, oh, I'll put it on this head wrap. And I had the head wrap on, and I had, like, these kind of larger gold earrings and with the purple hair out the back. And I was at work, and I said this to Jane. I was like, well, you certainly know that you hired an ethnic one today. Like, I was looking like I was down with the people. And I am. And I was like, this is great. But there is no mistaking it. You have hired a Black girl. But I loved it so much. And I love the look of it. And I felt very good and, like, very regal when I was wearing it. So it was definitely worth it.
It was very regal wrap.
Yeah, thank
very
you.
Very regal look.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Oh. Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us.
I am really happy you guys invited me here. This was a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah. Where can people find you? Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Matt Lieb, LIEB, or Instagram at Matt Lieb Jokes. So find me on my social media platforms and yeah, go ahead and watch this show that's coming out again. We're doing another season of a show called News Broke, which is like a political comedy show that's hosted by Francesca Fiorentini. She is wonderful and hilarious, and that is coming out in August. So yeah, check that out.
Hooray!
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you!
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's our show. Make sure you hit subscribe wherever you're listening to this so you can get Money Haha in your ears every single Tuesday. Next week on Money Haha, we'll be with comedian Danielle Perez talking about financial avoidance. If you like the podcast, show that support. Rate us, leave us a great review wherever you're listening to this right now.
Send us your stories, questions, and ideas for future episodes. We'd love to hear from you in your own voice. And here's how to send it to us. First, record a voice memo with your first name and where you are, or you can remain anonymous. Then share your story or question or comment in about 30 seconds or so. Then attach that memo to an email and send it to hi@moneyhahapod.com. hi@moneyhahapod.com.
Follow us, tweet us, MoneyHahaPod on Twitter and Instagram. Dara is Dara M. Wilson on Twitter. I'm Yasmin K on Instagram. Money Haha is a production of the Even app. Learn more at even.com.
It's hosted by me, Dara M. Wilson.
And me, Yasmin Khan.
Our executive producer is Jane Liebrock.
Our producer is Phil Circus.
Our designer is Allison Chan.
Our social media manager is Nicole Maltrotti.
Our production manager is Adejoke Adegoke. And our theme music is Money by Antique Naked Shul.
Until next week,
have a nice life.